Do you want to explain the story about how it all works, the two characters?
It's boy meets girl. It's a typical boy meets girl story. They fall in love, they get married, and then eventually they break up. And it's the story of their last 5 years together. Of their 5 years together.
Yeah.
But the slight twist is that my story starts at the start of the relationship, works forward to the end of the relationship. And Marika's, or Kathy's, goes from the end and works its way back to the start. So she's all sad at the start and then happy at the end. And I'm happy at the start and sad at the end. Yeah, and we have a moment in the middle where we propose
we're both happy.
And we're both very happy and both in love and something goes horribly wrong.
And that's, we won't give that spoiler away, is that the big thing? Something goes wrong?
No, I think in fact the point of this story, of this relationship, is that it's never usually one thing. In any relationship there's a lot of complexity, and at any point it's everyone and anyone's fault, and there are lots of little things that lead up to a breakdown in a relationship, and never usually just one big thing. And so hopefully if we're doing our job right, people at different points of the play are really relating with both of the characters and going, oh, I really understand his point of view. She's being a real cow. And then flipping over and going, oh, I really feel for her. He's being really unreasonable. And having those moments of loving both of them and really seeing themselves and all our faults and foibles in these two characters.
So for someone sitting in the audience watching two separate stories together, how does it work?
Clever music, clever direction, clever stage positioning. Oh, you sort of know what's happening right from the beginning. Within the first two songs, you know that Kathy sings about Jamie being 28, and I'm on a phone call straight after that saying I'm 23. So you know that there's a time shift there, a 5 year difference. And the rest of it sort of, it just plays out. I suppose you can see that he's just falling in love and she's just breaking up and then slowly moving backwards. I think it's a lot easier for me to go through the transition. Whereas Ricky's kind of like, oh my God, I'm devastated. To like, hey, I'm feeling fantastic. I'm falling in love. So it's a very unnatural position to play, I think, for you. For anyone, for any human, because yeah. I don't think it ever happens that way.
Well, I think in theatre it doesn't really happen that way. I mean, when you do a film, obviously, you do things in different sequences, but you have a lot of space around your scenes generally to kind of go, oh, that's right, we're doing that scene, and get your head around it. Whereas I guess it took me a couple of weeks to kind of get my head around moving backwards, you know, within an hour and a half or less, really.
Because it sounds like it's something completely different to something like I've never seen a show quite like in that way, with it not that linear sort of beginning end, sort of a big cross patchwork or something, putting it together. But how was it putting it all together? Because it's just the two of you. How does that work? Do you have understudies?
No, but we have a lot of help. We have our wonderful director Luke Rogers and our wonderful musical director Mark Chamberlain. Something that has a lot of time jumps in it obviously has to be very specific and very cleverly staged. So I think, and you know, judging on the feedback we've had, I think we've pulled that off. And
Ross has done a great job with lighting.
Yeah, absolutely. Ross Graham is our lighting designer, and so there's a big creative team, and we've got these amazing, 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 amazing musicians on stage with us. Five, six piece band. Rather, and we're all.
You mentioned James Brown as well. Sorry.
Oh yes, James Brown's wonderful set design. So we've got a lot of people around us helping to make this really clear and really beautiful, so that people can just concentrate on these characters and the emotions and not be worried about, oh, what bit of the story are we up to? Are they married? Are they not? Because that would be, you know, stupid and frustrating for our poor audience.
It's written very well. It's written.
Yeah, it's written brilliantly.
You won't get lost. Yeah. There's no chance of you getting lost. Mm-hmm. And as far as us understudies, we're wrapped in cotton wool for the next couple of weeks. Do not get
there are no
chicken
understudies.
Soup, just chicken soup.
No, and if you come anywhere near us and you have a cold, I'm sorry, don't take it personally, we run in the other direction.
Will you share your life with me for the next 10 minutes? For the next 10 minutes till the morning comes, then just holding you might compel me to ask you for more.
The story is predominantly song.
Yeah, we read it when we first got our libretto. We just read it through.
Yeah.
And it reads like a play. I'm sure there's parts of it we could just stop and speak it. But it's so beautifully written as a musical that
yeah.
I don't know why you would want to. He's a very clever. He's a very clever writer. He's the new Sondheim. I think so, anyway. Yeah, there's a couple of conversational moments where I'm on the phone to my best mate, who was actually going to be in the show, but is not in the show. He got written out at an earlier time. It's all just sung. The story tells itself.
Yeah, there's a few surprises for people who know the score, and there's a lot of people in the music in our industry and certainly just lovers of musical theatre will know this show, and for those who know the soundtrack, there'll be a few surprises. There's a few phone conversations and a section where Jamie reads from his book and things like that sorry, Rob's character Jamie is a writer, but it is almost more than 90% sung through.
Because I always worry about forgetting words of a script, but is it easier when it's in song to, like, you sort of get into that sound and you've got the backup of the music? Is it easier to remember what you're doing? Like, do you get the nerves, the jitters? How does it feel going on stage?
I think it's the same. I struggle both ways to remember lyrics. Well, I think it's a bit easier with music because there's a melody that sort of sits in your head.
Yeah.
I think that's what it is. There's a rhythm to it.
Yeah, currently this show is in my head. Like, I go to sleep at night and it's just still there circulating. So, but I think it's any actor's fear. Oh, my God, it's such a fear that you're just... I said that to you yesterday in the dressing room before we went on. What if I go out and it's just all gone? And it's so funny. I mean, you know, you can rack up how many years in the industry and doing what you do and it's still there, this just gobsmacking fear that you will just freak out and not know words.
That happened to me last night, so thanks. I dropped a line last night during a song. Just went through, just kept rolling along.
Yeah.
Thank you. It was daunting, but it happens. But that's why we do this, though. I think,
like, it's our tightrope.
That fear of stuffing up. I think that's why people love live theatre over movies and stuff, even if they don't get out and see it. But when they do, they're like...
People love it when stuff goes wrong. Like, when you're in a show and something goofs up and, you know, in Hairspray there's a section where the Edna character and her husband crack up, and it's one of the best moments in the whole show because and the audience love it. They love that there's a bit of a giggle and there's an in-joke maybe on stage. And I'm not saying that I want to stuff up. I'm just saying that...
I can make you laugh more. I'll say, if that's what you're after, I can do that.
I don't know why people run. I don't know why things fall through. I don't know how anybody survives in this life without someone like you.
So what's it like just being the two of you on stage? Like, the spotlight would just be on you. How does that dynamic feel? You know, there's no one else to rely on, in a sense.
I've always had someone to connect to on stage. I never had one moment where, in a lot of theatre, you see them just facing the front, facing the audience, and singing about the things I love and la 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 la. Whereas it was Wicked, I always had Glinda or Elphaba, but I was singing directly to someone or to different people. I never had one moment where I was facing out. This show is the first time I think I've faced out and had to picture something or somewhere or.
Yeah, right.
A space or a time. Yeah, it's completely different. And I love it. I really love and picturing you, that even though you're not there, but I picture you, or I picture my mate Rob, or I picture whoever it is, or the space, or a window that I'm looking out of. Or it's great. It's really, really great. It's creative and it's...
Yeah, it's certainly...
It's going to be different every night as
it
well.
It is going to be different every night. And it's certainly challenging because, you know, in those moments where maybe you do go, oh, I'm a bit unsure or whatever, my thing is always just find my person that I'm on stage with and connect. And you don't have that a lot of the time in this show, so you certainly have to be on your toes. But and I'm always really excited to see Rob when we get into there's one scene in our show where we come together to get married, and it's always just such a delicious part of the show to just be like, hi, it's really great to see you. Hi, how are you? How's your show going?
Going well.
Excellent.
Feeling it. I'm about to
Let's kiss.
And then I'm going to break out with you. And you're like, oh, I'm just going to meet you for the first time.
Yeah.
So are there any highlights, particular favourite parts of the show? We've touched on the wedding. Anything else?
I have a highlight, and it's when
Is it when Jamie... you get to yell at me?
No. It's another highlight. No. When Rob's character Jamie sings me a song called the Schmuel song, and it's this gorgeous story song, and it's such a point of departure for the whole show stylistically, and it's just the best. And I just get to sit there every night and he tells me this story and I love it. It's my favourite part of the whole night.
I like that bit too. But I like it when you yell at me. Like, I just love that. I'm not there. I'm sort of on the other side of the stage and I'm preparing to do a little monologue, but you just are fed up with everything, and it's just this, the end of your tether with me, and it's heartbreaking, and I have to hold on to that for about an hour until I break up with you. It's weird.
Yeah, there's lots of great moments.
It's a great moment. Or like when I'm getting changed and you're doing Summer in Ohio, I can hear the audience laughing. I like that bit as well.
There's so many bits.
And then I'm
in
about
this
to break up. I'm like, no, she's, I know she's funny and she's hilarious, but I'm breaking up with her. I seriously have to shake that off. I like, because I know you're out there doing funny stuff. And I'm like, no, she's not funny. She's all these other things.
Yeah, and my challenge is as I go backwards and I get younger and I get, you know, less cynical and less, you know, obviously I believe in this relationship and it's all going to be great and we're going to get married and it's going to be fabulous. So it's all the hanging out, hanging on to those moments like Shmuel and the wedding and the bits where you see the big heart and that you see that these guys were really in love and that had timing and had things gone differently, this would be a different story and they would have made it. And that's what I love about this show, that you look at it and it would rattle even the most stable relationship possibly, you know, that you have a moment of going, wow, it really is just as much about luck and timing and circumstance and all these other things around a relationship. You know, how many people do you know that break up and it's not for lack of love? It's for something else. It's circumstance, it's timing, it's I want kids and you don't, or blah blah blah. There's all these other reasons that people break up.
Yeah,
but you've got to see that in our show. You've got to be able to see it at like Shmuel and the wedding and la la la, that these guys have got something really real and beautiful.
It's totally relatable, this story, to I think anyone who's fallen in love, at maybe too young or maybe too late, or yeah, well, I think it's a really good 20 to 40 year old musical, you know, where you've met that person, you've had such a connection, and then for some reason it just falls apart. I don't know, it's horrible.
Don't bring the lovely listeners.
No, it's not horrible. It's
weeping
not
into their coffee.
No, it's not. It's not. But it's beautiful as well at the same time. It's
yeah, it's funny though, the reactions of our audience. Like, some people come out and they're just so down and they're really like, oh God, it's all just. And then other people just don't have that reaction at all, are really quite buoyant about it and are really energized by the show. And it's just been really interesting to have those different experiences, have those people come up and tell you about them.
Thank you so much for your time. Sounds absolutely amazing, the show, and you know, something a little bit different by the sounds of it.
Yeah, it's certainly an unconventional musical, but it's a real special project and we're really really excited, so come along and see it please, because we'd love to entertain you.
Agreed. I love it. Ricky loves it. I'm sure you'll love it too.
Until I do.